Mike Adams here with a critical analysis of the impeachment showdown. It is a showdown. This is a race to see which future happens first. In one future, the Democrats are exposed for their criminal coup attempt. The deep state operatives, the illegal spying on Trump campaign officials, how Obama and the deep state leaned on foreign nations, intelligence services of Australia, the UK, Italy, and other countries to try to nullify the will of the people who voted Trump into office in the 2016 election. But in another alternate future, Trump goes to prison, is Jeffrey Epstein in prison, which means, oh, a bunch of security cameras stop working spontaneously and simultaneously. And, oh, he ends up dead, right? That's what they want to do to him. And America descends into a totalitarian regime run by the left-wing deep state, which has zero tolerance for any dissent. There will be no one allowed to speak against the Clinton regime. No one will be allowed to conduct business if that business does not conform to the agenda and the narratives of the radical left, which now includes chemical child abuse of children in the name of transgenderism and gender fluidity, by the way. Oh, and physically maiming the genitalia of your children in the name of progressivism and wokeness. In that dark future, America is over. The borders will be opened. Illegals will flood into the country. China will run the universities and the tech industry, practically already there. And the 240 plus year experiment in a constitutional republic will be over. And that's the goal of the globalists. That's the goal of Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, who has been a sleeper cell against America from day one. And I could go on, but these are the two futures that now present themselves. One of these futures will be decided before the end of this calendar year. We will either, well, we'll see if impeachment happens. We'll see if Trump gets marched out of the White House in handcuffs or assassinated, or if the deep state gets shut down, arrested, exposed, and removed from power. One of these futures is about to come true. Now, here's what you need to know, in my assessment, about what's coming. According to Steve Bannon, Nancy Pelosi is going to schedule a vote in the House of Representatives to impeach Trump in the next 6 weeks. Now, you might ask, well, why isn't she doing it right now? Because surely she's got the votes. I mean, there's a Democrat majority in the House. And by the way, that's thanks to Google engaging in criminal election meddling in 2018 for the midterm elections, making sure that Democrats could control the House. That was big tech's goal all along. And of course, they have faced no repercussions, no investigations whatsoever for their massive criminal contempt against the United States of America, a massive conspiracy to meddle in U.S. elections, you know, which is exactly what the left accuses Trump of doing. Google actually did it, but you never hear any outcry against Google from leftists. But Nancy Pelosi's got the votes, so why doesn't she schedule it right now? The answer is they're not done blackmailing and threatening GOP senators. They need to get more GOP senators in line to vote to convict President Trump in the Senate. Remember that in the House, it's simply impeachment is just a vote of no confidence. And then it goes to the Senate where there is a trial. And then there is a vote on whether to convict or whether to say essentially not guilty. My belief is that Nancy Pelosi will not schedule the vote in the House of Representatives unless she is assured that there will be at least 20 GOP senators who will turn against the president and betray the nation because they have been sufficiently blackmailed, pressured, bribed, or, you know, had their families threatened or whatever the case may be. And that's happening right now. The deep state and the NSA are going through all the emails, the web links, the traffic, the financial records, everything of all GOP senators. They're finding out when their family members or sons or daughters have been involved in, you know, cocaine use or something, like Joe Biden's son, who's a massive druggie, by the way. They're finding out all the dirt on the GOP senators, and they're threatening them with that to try to get this vote to take place. So once the deep state secures the votes of 20 senators who will turn against Trump and betray the nation, then Pelosi will schedule her vote in the House. They also know that Chief Justice John Roberts will be the presiding judge over the Senate court hearing, you might say, the trial. Now, Justice Roberts, you may recall, is the Supreme Court justice. He's the Chief Justice who voted to declare the Obamacare unconstitutional mandates that people would have to buy health care. He voted to declare that to be a tax, and thus that it was constitutional, that Obamacare, a total scam, a system that forced you to buy health insurance that you didn't want and didn't need at inflated prices for many people, that that system was declared constitutional by Roberts. So Roberts has been blackmailed long ago. Roberts has already turned against America. Now, he was appointed as a conservative Supreme Court justice. I think he was appointed by Bush, if I'm not mistaken, but I'm not 100% sure about that. But he was supposed to be a conservative. And he has turned against America, and he is clearly an anti-Trumper, as are most people who live in the Virginia/DC area. They live in a bubble. They don't see the real world. And so they're all at social events where everybody's bashing Trump all the time. And if they want to have a social life, they have to bash Trump too. So Chief Justice Roberts would be presiding over that. And then you have these turncoat rhino senators, such as Mitt Romney, who is a traitor. He is a criminal, seditious traitor against the United States of America. And there are many others, other senators, who are also traitors and criminals, enemies of the state, enemies of the people of this country. Now, can the deep state turn 20 of them against the president? That seems like a pretty steep demand. I have no doubt they could turn 5, maybe as many as 7 or 8. Not 20 seems unlikely unless they pull out all the stops, start running, you know, child trafficking stings and setups and all kinds of stuff to try to ensnare. I mean, who knows? Maybe deep fake porn videos of GOP senators having sex with llamas or something. I mean, who knows? Whatever they can come up with, they're going all out at this point. They'll fabricate anything. So if they can get 20 senators on board, then Nancy will go ahead and push the vote through the House of Representatives. At that point, once that vote takes place, Trump will be, quote, impeached in the House, just as Bill Clinton was back in the 90s, which was disastrous for the Republicans, by the way, of that time. They went on to lose many seats in the subsequent election, because the American public saw that impeachment as a political ploy. And that's exactly what it is again today. But if Trump is impeached in the House, two things will happen. Number one, there will have to be a vote, which means that those who vote for impeachment will put their names, they will sign their names onto a status, a vote that admits that they are treasonous traitors, that they are criminals deserving of arrest, that they should be arrested by the president, that the president should invoke the Insurrection Act and issue military police orders to go arrest those traitors who are trying to carry out a political coup. That's one thing that's going to happen. The second thing that's going to happen is we might see at that time a spontaneous uprising of American patriots, veterans, militia groups, basically everyone who is sick and tired of seeing their country overrun by a bunch of lawless, criminal, lunatic, deep state operatives. I think there's a very good chance that following the vote to impeach in the House of Representatives, we could see events unfold that are quite dramatic and that could lead into an actual kinetic civil war. Now, understand, this is exactly what the Democrats want. Democrats don't want peace. They don't want civility. They don't want reasoned debate. They don't want due process. They want chaos in the streets. And if they think they can get that chaos by impeaching Trump and sparking a kind of spontaneous pro-America uprising, that actually fits right into their narrative, which is exactly why I would call for people to not engage in any kind of mass uprising at that time. The only time that you should engage in an organized popular defense of this nation is if the president calls for it. If the president invokes the Insurrection Act and he calls for all patriots and all veterans and all members of law enforcement and anyone who has sworn the oath to defend this republic against domestic enemies and foreign enemies, when the president calls for that, that is the time to join President Trump in defending this nation and arresting the traitors and bringing them in for military tribunals so that they can be prosecuted for their crimes against America. But not to do that on your own. It needs to be something that is authorized by the commander-in-chief, because we are a law and order group of people, and you don't just do that on your own, at least not after just a vote of impeachment in the House of Representatives. Now, if you continue this timeline, and if you get then a vote to remove Trump from power in the Senate, then at that point, the game changes, because then they're trying to remove Trump from power. If they vote to convict, they would, at that point, technically, they would have already removed him from power. He would no longer technically be the commander in chief. At that point, it's anyone's guess what will happen. Trump could say, well, I'm going to call for the people to rise up and to stop this criminal coup. And there would be millions of Americans who would join in that effort. No question about it. Millions of Americans who would pick up their firearms, invoke the Second Amendment, and they would march on Washington. And I think we would very likely see mass arrests of the traitors who voted for impeachment. That's just my guess. I'm not calling for it. I wouldn't be physically there. But I think that that's a very likely outcome. And it makes you wonder then, if Nancy Pelosi were president, but they'd have to remove Mike Pence in order to achieve that. And it's not clear how they could even remove Pence. But if Nancy Pelosi were then made president, then she would be the commander-in-chief, and she would order the military to try to put down the patriots. She would invoke the Insurrection Act of 1806. I think that's the year. So Nancy Pelosi would invoke the very act that the radical left says that Trump, if he invoked it, he would be a dictator. But Pelosi would invoke it, and she would order the military to round up and arrest and possibly execute all the patriots who are rising up to try to save their country from this illegal coup. Then you would have factions inside the military that would say, no, thanks, we're not doing this. We're not following, you know, Commander Pelosi. Forget that. You would have a civil war inside the military. And I know this as a fact because I know so many people inside the military, current duty, active duty, in different branches of the military, Army, Marines, Navy, you name it. And because of that, you would have mass chaos spilling out through various institutions such as the Pentagon, but also in the streets of America. It would be a free-for-all. Now, this is what the globalists want. Understand, they are corralling the American people into chaos. That's why they are provoking a patriot uprising with an impeachment effort. You understand? They're funneling you, shaping your behavior to get the result they want, which is mass chaos, because it is in that chaos that you will see maybe a President Pelosi call for what? I've said it before. United Nations peacekeepers. Led by who? Oh, Barack Obama, of course. This has always been the plan, to invade and occupy the United States of America with UN troops, with Obama leading those troops. And the goal would be then mass disarmament. You would have an immediate order criminalizing all firearms in the hands of private citizens. The UN would go door to door with armored personnel carriers, and they would try to confiscate guns from all law-abiding citizens. It would be all-out war against the patriot groups, militias, any, quote, resistors, who would be, of course, called terrorists by CNN. I mean, the playbook is so obvious. I don't know how anybody can't see this. This is exactly what they have coming. This is what they want. As all of this is happening, by the way, let's backtrack a little bit. The moment Pelosi has a successful impeachment vote in the House, the stock market will crash, because the market will realize that not only are the Democrats trying to remove Trump, they're trying to backtrack all of his policies. If Trump is convicted in the Senate, there would be immediate calls to reverse everything that Trump did, including signing the tax reform law of, what was that? Was it 2017 or 20? Yeah, it was 2017. That lowered taxes and provided for the economic boom and renewed business investment in America, that dramatically reduced unemployment rates, providing full employment and allowing businesses to conduct more business with a lower tax burden. That would be repealed. Justice Kavanaugh and Justice Gorsuch would also be removed from the United States Supreme Court, or at least there would be aggressive calls for their removal, because, of course, the narrative would be, oh gosh, well, Trump was convicted in the Senate, means he's guilty, means the Russians stole the election, which mean, of course, is all BS. But they would say, well, that means that Kavanaugh is illegitimate and Gorsuch is illegitimate. And in fact, all the federal judges that Trump appointed are illegitimate. There would be a clean sweep, a massive purge of anyone who was appointed or nominated by President Trump. So I hope you understand, this isn't going to stop with them removing one man, one President Trump from office. This will not stop until they execute all Trump supporters, conservatives, or imprison, and remove from power all Trump appointees and nominees, such as Gorsuch and Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court. They will roll back every law that he signed. They will reverse every regulatory reform that he put into place. They will have an authoritarian dictatorship with zero resistance. They will eliminate all conservatives, which doesn't include Mitt Romney because he's not a conservative anyway. He's a sleeper cell Democrat traitor posing as a GOP senator. He is a criminal against America, just like John McCain was, but he's already dead. So I guess you can't really arrest him anymore. You could arrest his bones, put him up in a museum of like the American Holocaust Museum, treacherous crimes of Democrats, have the bones of John McCain or something. You know, because history needs to be told here. So before the end of this year, a lot of this is going to play out and it's going to happen rapidly. And the average American will be totally clueless. They will have no idea what's happening. And people who watch CNN or the mainstream media will have no information of what's happening. Because, of course, by design, Pelosi and Schiff and Nadler have made all the testimony in the House of Representatives secret. No one is allowed to read the transcripts. No one is allowed to be present except, of course, corrupt, treasonous Democrats. No one is allowed to counter the witnesses with their own questions. There's no cross-examination. There's no due process. This is utterly lawless. It's not only lawless, it is criminal. It is insidious. It is third world kangaroo court. I mean, this is a dictatorship run by the Democrats already. They just have to remove Trump and then murder all his supporters or imprison them, remove everyone from power, and then they will finally have the utopian Democrat society that they've been demanding, where soon you'll be living in a Venezuela-type environment. You'll be dumpster diving for food and crapping on the streets. And, oh, and you'll be homeless. You won't have any job. The government will run everything, which means everything will collapse. That's what Democrats do. That's the way Democrats operate. So understand where this is headed and that we are under attack by a criminal coup attempt, a conspiracy of individuals who are quite literally attempting to destroy this nation from within, and they want mass chaos. They want blood in the streets. They want to see a patriot uprising. They want to see conflict, because that's the scenario from which they believe they can seize power. That's coming. So stay informed. Read my website, of course, naturalnews.com or newstarget.com. I also publish a site called civilwar.news. And you can hear my podcast at brighteon.com. Watch videos there as well, or post your own. Brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. Most of the vitamin C available on the market today is made from genetically modified corn. If you want non-GMO vitamin C, get it from the Health Ranger store. We are certified non-GMO, lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and a lot more. Check out our non-GMO vitamin C at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.